Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel. Some women who choose breast implants after a mastectomy due to breast cancer can end up with cancer from the implant itself.
In 2016, the World Health Organization issued a warning that breast implants can lead to cancer called breast implant-associated anaplastic large cell lymphoma, or BIA-ALCL.
In 2017 alone, over 500,000 women in the U.S. got breast implants. But not all implants carry the same risk. BIA-ALCL is most often linked with implants that have textured versus smooth surfaces.
Textured implants stimulate the development of scar tissue that sticks to the implant so it's not able to move around inside the breast.
Most women and their doctors are unaware of the link because there are few cases. The FDA identified over 450 cases of breast implants associated with BIA-ALCL. Even though it's still legal in the U.S., 38 other countries have banned textured implants.
BIA-ALCL is not a cancer of breast tissue, but of the lymph nodes, a critical part of the immune system. Symptoms include excessive fluid buildup around the implant, which can cause pain, swelling, or lumps in the breast or armpit.
Symptoms usually show up in 3 to 14 years, and scientists believe the implant triggers inflammation. This causes fluid buildup and cell damage in the breast that leads to the development of cancer cells in the fluid.
The cancer can invade other tissues, including the lymph nodes. BIA-ALCL can be cured by removing the implant and its capsule. Chemotherapy may be needed if the cancer has spread.
When diagnosed early, 93% of patients are disease-free 3 years after treatment.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.